Good morning, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity to present my research this morning. My name is Carletta Chief, and I'm a postdoctoral fellow at Desert Research Institute. Drought and accumulated fuels due to land use changes and fire suppression has caused an increase in fuel loads and resulted in large fires in the Southwest. In addition to the impact on natural resources and infrastructure, the fire also impacts the hydrology of the watershed and results in erosion and flooding. The increase in runoff may be attributed to local post-fire changes in the soil, and such as decreased permeability due to sealing of pores, and sealing of pores with ash, and also hydrophobicity or soil disaggregation as a result of loss of the soil structure and combustion of the organic matter. Our ability to understand these local physical changes in the soil can help us to understand the post-fire hydrology and improve the prediction of the runoff and erosion that may occur as a result of the fire, and also improve our mitigation strategies. This study was motivated by researchers that went to the study area and noticed that there was deterioration of the soil structure after a fire had occurred. And thus, it was identified as a key process that was affecting the post-fire soil properties. Soil structure is important because it not only controls the water flow, but also air exchange and erodibility by wind and water. Prior research focusing on post-fire impacts has not connected fire effects on soil structure to post-fire effects like flooding and erosion. So the challenge is to quantify fire effects before and after burn at the same location. Most studies focus on post-fire impacts but don't have a true comparison to pre-fire conditions. The objectives of this research study is first to measure and compare soil hydraulic and physical properties at interspace and canopy microsites immediately before and after fire, after one rainfall season, and after one snowfall season. Then secondly, to use this comparison to quantify the importance of post-fire soil structure and hydrophobicity changes and its effect on hydraulic properties. The study was conducted in Upper Gleason Watershed, which is located 18 miles northwest of Ely, Nevada, which is in central Nevada, in the Great Basin. A prescribed burn was conducted in this pinyon pine, juniper woodland, and sagebrush community. This type of vegetation is typical of a large portion of the Great Basin Desert. The elevation ranges from 2184 to 2399 meters, with slopes ranging from 15% to 45%. The average precipitation for the area is between 200 and 300 millimeters per year, and the maximum fuel load at the study site was estimated between 14 to 44 metric tons per hectare acre. The goals of this prescribed fire was to reduce flooding and overall erosion, to increase plant diversity in the sagebrush communities, and thus create a more heterogeneous vegetation. The prescribed burn was conducted on August 13, 2009, and it burned 383 acres, mostly of low burn severity. So this yellow line denotes the boundary, and the brown is the low severity. The study site was located here, where we made measurements in the unburned and burned areas. The near surface soil temperature briefly reached a maximum of 326 degrees at 1 centimeter depth in an area where the pinyon was encroaching on the sagebrush. Measurements were made at the site four times. So I went there 6 days before the burn was to occur and made pre-burn measurements. I returned 9 days later and made an immediate post-fire measurement. I came back 312 days later, and then most recently last month, to measure post-burn measurements. For each site, for each visit, we had a 25-meter transect, which consisted of five sub-transects that were 3 meters in length. And at each of these sub-transects, I made measurements in the canopy microsites and the interspace microsites. What I used in my method was a tension infiltrometer to measure the in-situ near-saturated hydraulic conductivity in the upper A horizon. This mini disc tension infiltrometer array consisted of 8 tension infiltrometers that were spaced at 15 centimeters. After the tension infiltrometer measurement was made, I removed the contact material and collected a soil sample using a metal ring that was 5.3 centimeters in diameter. And I used this to measure the bulk density and the soil texture. I also measured the water drop penetration time using a drop of distilled water, which I placed on the soil surface using a medicine drop. The time for the drop to completely infiltrate into the soil was recorded as the WDPT. I also measured the air permeability of the soil using an air permeameter, and the measurements were made immediately west of the tension infiltrometer array in an undisturbed area. The majority of the soils in the Upper Gleason burn site were classified as sandy loams. And this graph shows the unburned canopy in the solid pink, and then the burn canopy after time one and burn canopy after time two. And likewise, in the inner space, the solid triangles denote the unburned inner space, and then the hollow blue triangles are the burned after the time one and then the greater time two. I haven't yet received the data for the most latest measurements I took last month. There was no major change in the particle size distribution after the burn, but when I used the one-way ANOVA analysis, it showed that there was statistically significant difference in the sand, in that the sand decreased and increased the silt for the burned inner space immediately after the fire. I also measured the soil structure both qualitatively and quantitatively, and found there was a decrease, a deterioration in the structure for both the canopy and the inner space. You can see on the far left picture here is a picture of the soil structure for the canopy in the unburned state. And the soil structure was moderate to weak subangular structure. And immediately after the fire, the structure was somewhat retained, but very fragile and easily disintegrated. After 312 days, the structure was completely lost, and it was massive. And then similar after a year later. Likewise, the inner space also had structure, and it was much stronger than the canopy sites. And after the fire, there was a slight deterioration of soil structure, and also became weak after a year in time. The soil properties that were measured, specifically bulk density, was that the average bulk density was significantly higher for the inner space than the canopy. And after the burn, there was a statistically significant decrease in the bulk density after the burn for both canopy and inner space. And then after 312 days, there was an increase in bulk density for both microsites by 10 and 15% respectively. And then after the summer season, there was no change in the bulk density, but it bounced back almost near to its initial value that we had measured in the unburned state. An average of 2 ± 1 cm of ash was found at the canopy, and it had a slight hydrophobicity. At the inner space, there was no hydrophobicity, and there was very little ash. Therefore, I think at this site, the changes that occurred in the soil structure, as opposed to hydrophobicity, may have played a much more significant role in the immediate post-fire changes in the soil hydraulic and physical properties in this low-intensity fire. The hydraulic connectivity in the pre-burn was lower, and then after the burn occurred, surprisingly, the hydraulic connectivity increased more significantly for the inner space. And after 312 days, the inner space pretty much stabilized in its value, but it never reached back down to what it had been in the unburned state. And the inner space, it decreased after a year to a value that was much lower than the pre-burned state. I also measured the air permeability, and it's apparent that this increase in air permeability at the burn inner space may be attributed to the fire. This increase in air permeability was analogous to the increase in saturated hydraulic connectivity, and it's probably attributed to the decrease in bulk density that occurred. Since there was little change in the organic matter for this low-intensity burn, this change in the hydraulic and physical properties could be attributed to the transfer of heat and vaporized water, which could break up the soil structure through the expansion of the soil pores. Increase in the saturated hydraulic connectivity between the unburned and burned conditions at interspace are also analogous to the increase in air permeability, increase in porosity, and decrease in bulk density in between the burn and unburned stages. This is still ongoing research, and I plan to use the analyze the quantitative data that I collected using a binary approach that my postdoc mentor developed by using parameter C and D, where 0, 0 is massive and 1, 1, and 1 is strong, and then use that information to relate it to the soil properties. I will go back next year, after 2 years, to determine if the soil properties have stabilized and if there are any changes in the condition. This research was a truly unique opportunity to compare pre- and post-burn conditions of the soil, because we had access to the site before the burn occurred. The evidence of soil deterioration that we had seen initially still was there, but it wasn't as significant as we had expected. However, the hydrophilic condition of the post-fire soils, along with the deterioration of the soil structure, is indicative of post-fire changes due to the soil structure changes. And the canopy and inner space, I found they behave differently and they recover differently before and after a fire. However, after a year in time after the fire, the physical and hydraulic properties of these two microsites are very similar. So the most significant changes occur immediately after the fire. I'd like to acknowledge the funding that we received from National Science Foundation Rapid Grant, as well as internal funding from DRI. And also acknowledgements go to my co-authors, Michael Young and David Schaefer. I also like to thank the individuals who helped me in the field, John Healy and Bill Meyer. This time I'll take any questions. Yes, sir.
It was very interesting, the effects on the soil structure and the hydrophobicity, but really didn't see that in the KSAT measurements. And I'm wondering if that's a methodology issue in that it do apply to an infiltration type, a sprinkler infiltration, where you would see effects of a lack of canopy and a dispersion and sealing of the surface, if you would maybe see more dramatic effects on the infiltration properties.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Well, you know, we expect that after a fire that you're going to get increased runoff.
Yes.
Erosion, but the KSAT measurements don't really indicate that.
Yes. And that was something I was surprised as well, but considering that this was a low-intensity burn, the impact wasn't as I had expected in terms of decreased hydraulic connectivity. But I'm still looking at the data because I have all the infiltration data, and I like to look into that further. And I'm still trying to understand why the KSAT increased. So I'm still investigating that. If you have any ideas, let me know. Yes.
Was KSAT measured in your case, or was it derived based on the Woodings equation from from water infiltration measurements impact under unsaturation conditions close to saturation?
Yes, it was based on the Woodings equation and the Gardens exponential model.
And can you say something about whether your measurements were spatially correlated?
If they were spatially correlated, I didn't look into that. So that's a really good point. I'll take a look at the spatial correlation.
This will be the last question.
I agree that surface phenomenon, surface area interface is going to have a big impact on runoff. And putting a medium down and then measuring saturated flow is going to be very different than rainfall and power.
Yes. We also, another part of our research team did rainfall simulator tests. And then another part of the research team did measurements on erosion due to wind. So we haven't come together to see what results would go across the groups.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Thank you.